So I think the three of us combined have gotten a little bit nerdy, and we're looking at other NFL teams' COVID setups.
Well, if they tweet them out and they got a video, I'm going to watch and see what other teams are doing and how it compares to what we're doing. And just to answer your question, it doesn't compare.
No, the Chiefs.
I've actually dominated my entire evening. That and trying to figure out what's up with LeBron James's hairline.
It's moving back. He's getting old.
No. It seems to be moving forward, but the bald spot's getting bigger in the back. And it made me think, I'm like, well, if he put hair on the front, why wouldn't he have put it on the back,
too? Well, you don't want to make it obvious.
Plus, he's got the gray in the beard now, which I'm not knocking. I got a few of those stragglers, LeBron. I feel you on that.
I do, too. I haven't shaved in a while, and I can see the gray ones, and I'm kind of trying to pluck the gray out, you know?
But then I saw him on the bounce, work the shoulders through, get through the lane, and jam it. I'm like, he still got it.
It's not the beard. It's the hair that was confusing to me. Like, it seems as though he put some on the front, but he didn't in the back.
It's a process.
Trust the process is what you're telling me?
Yes.
Okay.
So we were discussing yesterday, and we encouraged you to go watch the Chiefs video of the steps they've taken to make Arrowhead COVID safe.
Mm-hmm.
For the players for training camp, and it's remarkable. And then we're seeing stuff from other teams. I saw one today from the Dolphins.
Mm-hmm. They showed a nice shot of hand sanitizer.
It was literally they put up plastic between their lockers. They had those rip tie things on seats.
Yeah, so you can't sit.
So you can't sit down. They physically had these like
ties. Yeah, which is a good idea.
These ties, because if you sat down, you couldn't actually sit in the chair.
No, it'd be
and then
horrible.
They showed a bottle of hand sanitizer. The rest of it just looked like regular training camp.
Right. And that was just a 30-second hype video for them. And they didn't do like an in-depth of here's what we're doing. Like nobody's done a 12, 13-minute video of here's exactly what we're doing for COVID. And I got to be honest, I'm glad the Chiefs are doing something like that, because I think once you watch that video as a Chiefs fan, it puts you at that these guys are going to be protected inside that facility. And you think, man, if the Chiefs are doing this, I got to think everybody's doing stuff like this, right?
So the Chiefs will face Houston?
Houston,
right?
Yeah.
Right in the opener, right?
Who is a better term, yeah.
So Texans love the game of football. They do.
They really
let's
do.
Just we go ahead and pause for that if we want. Or should we get back? We'll get back to it. Their play-by-play voice, Mark Vandermeer, tweeted out a photo yesterday of they was promoting a Texans all-access show they were going to have, right?
Cool.
So they said, and then they showed a picture of the Texans meeting setup.
Right.
It's literally a bunch of folding chairs on turf.
Yes.
In a practice facility.
Correct.
Like, just spaced out.
Right.
It looks like the worst Texans love the wedding reception setup you've ever seen. It just looks
it reminded me
generically
of those,
bad.
It reminded me of those tweets when the weather forecasters call for a major storm and nothing happens, but there's like a folding chair that's on its side and said, we survived hurricane whatever. You know, that's what it looked like. Texans, the Houston Texans, big Texas skies, big Texas pride. Go Texans, go! And we'll fight like Texans,
hail to the Toro, the red, white, and blue. Everybody! Texans, the Houston Texans, big Texas skies, big Texas pride. Go Texans, go! And we'll fight like Texans, hail to the Toro, the red, white, and blue. Finish strong.
Yeehaw! Yeehaw!
So we heard for the Chiefs about.
Hang on a second. Fight like Texans. The biggest battle they were involved in, they lost the Alamo.
I mean,
I don't
want to wade into those waters. I don't really know the history of Texas. Maybe you don't tread on them.
Maybe they fought well though. I mean, they gave it a good effort.
They do want to remember it.
Like Texans.
So we know the teams have to put forward a pretty extensive plan to get approved. Mm-hmm. Texans are like, we're just going to set out some chairs. You guys cool with that?
You do this. We got a few folding chairs.
Maybe that's ass. Texas style.
That was Texas style. We're just going to sit far apart from each other on folding chairs.
Texas doesn't believe that like COVID's a real thing either, as their numbers have been skyrocketing.
This looks hokey.
It really looks bad. Like, it really makes you appreciate Rick Burkholder and the Chiefs. It really does. Like,
it also makes you step back and go, oh my God, the rest of the league is going to Marlins this up.
Right, yeah. No, exactly. The Chiefs have got like this elaborate
might get a forfeit in the opener. I don't know.
The Texans may not be able to field the team.
1-0 already.
Yep. Yeah, like, with the way that they're doing things down there. My goodness. I hope that was just one random picture and like everything really is. I really do hope every team is doing exactly what the Kansas City Chiefs are doing, because if they're not, you're right, Ryan, they're going to Marlins this thing up for everybody, and you have to do things the right way. And I think what you said to us last night and this morning was, if you want to make your precious TV money, then you got to invest money to make sure you can go out there and play these games to get your TV money. And that setup that the Texans had looked really rinky-dink, man.
It's so crazy, because like the other day we were watching the video and I told you like about the Chiefs setup. Some of this almost feels like overkill, but if you have the like, let's just, it's money's not an issue for the Chiefs, right? Like right. In order to like secure the fact that you're going to have income this year from your team, yeah, it's not an issue for them to spend some money. The NBA spent $150 million on the bubble.
Right.
Right, for like 100 days.
The Texans got folding chairs from Walmart and spaced them out.
Like, you want...
Texans went to a back closet, got out some folding chairs, and put them out.
Hey, where's Bill? Is he still working in facilities? Tell him to get the car to folding chairs and set them up in the practice field.
They ran in one TV screen.
So insane to me. Like, you want to make your money. That's the whole reason you're pushing to get your players back on the field and get the sport going again, right? Like, don't give me all the, oh, well, America needs us right now. We got to give them something to root for. No, you need money. That's what it is. That's your thing.
Well, but then the Texans' voice is like, look at this elaborate setup. And like, this is nothing. This is like a backyard picnic at a family reunion. You spread out the Texas chairs and the people who don't like each other, and that's what you have in Houston. How do they expect those chairs to stay in place? Are they going to clean those chairs up? Everybody's going to stack chairs after the meeting and then have practice.
They're going to sit on folding chairs.
If you look underneath
Texans.
Your chair, there's a package of baby wipes. Just wipe it down whenever you're done.
They're not the antibacterial baby wipes. They're just normal baby wipes that are, you know,
Chiefs are going to get so much more done.
Oh my God, this is unbelievable. The Texans are going to be shut down.
It's just a roll of paper towels soaked in vodka.
Yeah, that's what it is. I'd like to see what the Cowboys have, because I think the Cowboys probably have a good one.
Go Texans, go! Bring your lawn chair to practice. And sit comfortably 6 feet from one another. 6 feet from one another.
I can see Bill O'Brien up there at the opening of practice, much different than Andy Reid. I can see Bill O'Brien up there at the beginning of practice. All right, guys. I know you're not into this. Neither am I. Just try to stay 6 feet away from each other and cover your mouth when you sneeze. Okay, everybody good? All right, let's play. Like, Bill O'Brien is going to come
Hopkins,
off as Mongo football
Hopkins
coach.
At? Oh, yeah. You
oh,
traded,
we traded him.
Him. Oh,
yeah.
Crap.
All right, well, he'll stay 6 feet
all right,
apart
guys,
then.
Let's...
Yeah. Like, I feel like Bill O'Brien is one of those guys who's in football coach mode that this doesn't apply to him because I'm a football coach and nothing applies to me other than football. And that setup, man, if I'm the NFL, I'm shutting that facility down. I am. I'm shutting that thing down. That is an unacceptable facility that the Texans have.
Chiefs Travis Kelce, meanwhile, very comfortable being back at work, because he should be, because he probably watched that same video we watched
before we went into the office.
Yeah.
Oh,
like,
all right, we're good.
Looks like Rick Burkholder and company had this thing figured out.
I'm not going to lie. I feel pretty good about the situation we have here in Kansas City. Everyone's not as fortunate to have the head athletic training staff and all the docs that we do here in Kansas City. I get it. But everything that we're checking all the boxes out here in KC, and it's really making us feel at home. And I know it's a league-wide protocol, so it's not just us.
Everybody
has to follow these guidelines. And I'm just excited to be back in the building with the guys.
Is it though? I mean, maybe there are certain things that you have to do, but the Chiefs have gone above and beyond. And we were watching NFL Network this morning. They were showing the Denver Broncos facility, and they got this like machine set up that you have to put your cell phone in. It looks like it's a disinfectant for your cell phone when you walk into the building. Like, so the Denver Broncos seem to be on top of it as well. I saw also yesterday the Giants are kind of doing the same thing that the Chiefs are doing with MetLife Stadium. They've taken over that facility, and that's where they're doing their training camp, inside the stadium. And they're they're not allowing their players into the practice facility as well. And so, I mean, I think if you're the NFL or Major League Baseball, or obviously the NBA and NHL are different because they're in bubbles, but if you're not going to have these bubble situations set up, every facility needs to be the same, because while the Chiefs are going above and beyond and doing everything that you're supposed to do and making it immaculate in there, if you have some team that's kind of cutting corners and being horses' asses about it, then ultimately you're going to have a team that has a lot of COVID cases that could end up shutting down the league because you're not doing things the right way. And so the Rick Burkholder needs to go around to every one of these facilities in the NFL and give his blessing.
Just look at them and go,
blessing.
Look at it and go, no.
No, this is not happening. No, here's what you got to do. Here's what needs to happen before you're allowed to bring players in and open this thing up.
So I know, Bob, you said 172-0. I'm going 1-0.
192-0.
I am definitely going 1-0 after seeing that setup.
Lock that one right now.
Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, Kansas City's home for car audio since 1967.